just want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's fine.
We can start with that if you'd like, Mr. Meyer. I think you're referring to the condensate trap project for Upchurch.
That's one of them. Yeah, the Who was the who was the engineer or the architect on that? I would think that they would have thought about that.
We have had some others with similar. This was DLR Group that designed Upchurch. It was opened in 2009. We've had this happen at least one other building. What happens to us is that the heat pumps have, they put off condensate in high humidity times, and then they don't sometimes in other times of the year. So those are plumbed to traps, to sanitary traps, just like plumbing is. And in the drier times of year, that trap dries out and allows sewer gas to bypass, and thus the problem. So.
That's what I mean. I would have thought that an engineer would have thought about that and put in an automatic drip or something in there to keep it full.
I think they gamble on their calculations in our climate, depending on the amount of humidity and many variables about how many occupants are in your building, how your building automation system is programmed, et cetera. And there are many variables that can affect the amount of condensate that goes in those drains. This would be our second example.
Just one other question. This is just kind of a general question. Do we have like furnace backup to these heat pumps, or are the heat pumps the sole source of heat?
Actually, the source in our newer buildings is geothermal. We have closed loop geothermal systems in the newer buildings, and the heat pumps just basically process that, exchange that heat inside the building. They aren't really the source of the heater or cooling horsepower.
Okay.
In general, our report represents 23 projects, about $5.3 million all in. About $3.5 million of that is true summer projects, with the balance being in insurance projects and some lighting energy efficiency projects. New to the list since our presentation on November 10th are two projects, the Buell Turf and stage curtain replacements at three buildings. Both of those are coming from the emergency portion, the $500,000 portion of the summer project budget. We are in a mode right now, of course, where we're designing, bidding projects, coordinating schedules for projects. Currently have seven projects out to bid. We'll start to bring those to the board next month at both meetings. Take any questions beyond that.
Ed, on as you guys replace Buell Stadium turf, is there a way to recycle any of that, throw that on a practice field, which maybe wouldn't get as much use, but would maybe like the band could use it so they don't tear up a field or something?
I've not heard of any options to reuse the actual turf fabric. Okay. I know that we are going to recycle as much of the chrome rubber tire content as possible. We're going to use some, clean it, recondition it, and then a certain amount can't be used, will be recycled.
Okay.
I think the turf is too far gone.
Yeah.
You don't think that turf would last one more year or two more years?
It's just had its 10th season.
Yeah.
back in the day when we first installed Buell, the industry was really guessing about what the longevity would be of their fields.
Did you say 5 to 7?
7 was the number I remember most often. We got 10 from it. It's getting to the point where the safety of the field, because the impact resistance for players is becoming very marginal, very fast. Don't think we can keep players safe any longer is an honest answer. If you don't have enough fabric height, you can't keep enough tire chrome rubber content, and that provides the resiliency for the players' protection. It just is physically impossible. So that's where we're at.
Thanks, Ed. Any further questions for Ed?
Yeah, Ed, on West High School, it has the media center drainage on there. Now, I know that when you build a school or have a building and you have pretty much a level grass around a level area around it. I mean,